Breaking news. Trumpenstein has decided to finish off the Sand People.
Oh, wow. Probably has absolutely nothing to do with the Epstein files.
Right. Like, I'm sending my son off to Iran tonight.
Let's see if we can find your son. Timmy, you're going to war. Pack your bags. Israel needs your help.
Haven't you seen Europa, the last battle? I'm not dying for the synagogue of s***ing. That's actually based.
Good call, Timmy. So all of a sudden, people just forgot about them burning the satanic ball statue. But let's see what it looked like in Iran the morning of February 28th.
Now, here it is, just some peaceful bombs. No word on whether Trumpenstein got the Ayatollah, but he did end up bombing a bunch of children, as Jeffrey Epstein would say. Whoops. But let's hear what the normies are saying about this whole thing.
Do you support Project Epstein Fury?
Of course. Every night I pray that my kids will fight for the Jews. Mm-hmm. But leave me alone. I've got bread and circuses to get to.
Hey, man, are you glad your taxes are being sent overseas?
Dude, my wife just downloaded Hinge last night and $7 for gas? Literally wish I was chosen at this point.
Yeah. How do you feel about sending our troops off to war again?
Oh, gosh, not another damn lefty. Bro, they are 1 week away from a nuke.
Wow, scary.
Quick question, do you support the Iran war?
Bro, they're going after every country that doesn't have a Rothschild banking system. And no, I'm not vaxxed.
I think I'm in love.
Thanks, Tom. You should definitely grab her number.
But this just in, a U.S. airstrike has destroyed a school in southern Iran. Ching Chong joins us live from the tragedy.
We're here outside the school where devastation has arisen.
How could anyone do this to innocent people?
Well, they do eat foreskins.
We got two Palestinian foreskins and three Christian white ones.
Yes, chef!
Idiot! They want the jerky on top of the pizza. Make it again.
Yes, chef!
So how are your foreskins today?
The Chinese ones were a bit sour, but the white ones were divine.
Very insightful.
Yeah.
Ching Chong, back to you.
With over 100 innocent girls now obliterated, vax normies are saying it's chill because they have Persian friends. Tom, go ahead.
Do you hear about the school bombing?
What about the women who are forced to wear burqas? Are you antiseptic or something? You should be celebrating.
Why?
Because I know Iranians, yep. Unlike you.
Absolutely retarded. And as these Iranians uncover more and more infants in the rubble, Israeli news is saying they did this to themselves.
You're saying Israel didn't do it?
Are you kidding me? And of course not. It was America, I swear. Just ask them. We're always the victims and never the bad guys.
They're saying they didn't do it. Are you going to take responsibility?
Look, we've been very clear about this. They did it to themselves because they're terrorists and stuff. We're actually just saving them from themselves.
Yeah. Did the United States bomb a girls' elementary school in southern Iran on the first day of the war and kill 175 people?
In my opinion, based on what I've seen, that was done by Iran.
Is that true, Mr. Hegseth? It was Iran who did that?
We're certainly investigating.
Still investigating.
But the only side that targets civilians is Iran.
I literally can't fathom the amount of mRNA flowing through someone's body to actually swallow this Epstein-level propaganda. But let's hear what Trumpstein, the president of no wars, has to say to the American Goyim.
The lives of courageous American heroes may be lost, and we may have casualties. That often happens in war. But we're doing this not for now. We're doing this for the future. And it is a noble mission.
So in other words, he had two choices. Let the Steinberg files get out or sacrifice Goyim to protect the pedos.
Well, who cares about Epstein victims? The Dow is nearly 50,000.
Yeah. Let's hear what Anna Kasparian has to say.
Our soldiers are going to be in Israel, are in Israel right now as we speak. In order to defend the Israelis, do the Israelis pay for our military? Are they the ones who are shelling out $1 trillion a year for our military? No, they're not. We pay for our military. Why are our soldiers based in Israel? Why do we have F-22 Raptors in Israel in order to protect Israel?
Hopefully this doesn't take 20 years like the last one.
Well, I'm not f-ing dying for Israel.
Straight facts.
Right? Like, didn't you silly goy cattle learn from the Iraq war?
What yeah. should we do?
Let's ask Max Egan.
That guy's based.
Yeah, what about the service members that are actively deployed now?
Go home. Say no. Protect your families. What, are you going to go and fight a war for these people who we've just established torture, rape, and eat children? This is who right. you're going to fight.
Shut it down, Max. Your sons and daughters will die for Israel, whether you like it or not. Suck on this, Stu Peters. Back to the freaking goy slop, or you'll end up like Jackie.
Oh, gosh, the victim's cranky again.
I actually need a raise, so let's just read the headline.
Ugh, fine. February 28th, strikes hit Tehran, Isfahan, and other parts of Iran, resulting in the death of their leader, Ahli Khamenei.
Yay, this is so good for democracy.
Dude, do you really want Jewish supremacy?
Yeah, they just like jerky and pizza, but it's all a bunch of conspiracy theories.
Ugh, you are so gay, bro.
Sack the f*** up. We're about to lose this country if you don't grow a pair. We outnumber them, 10,000 to 1. Their Iron Dome is getting obliterated. Check this out. Boom, baby. Look at that shit. They're overwhelming the shit out of that dome.
Dang, they're getting hit hard. I mean, good for Iran, but isn't this going to start World War III?
Yeah, pretty sure this is why they had to get rid of Charlie. Listen to what he said about this.
My whole life, I've been told that Iran is getting a bomb. Iran is getting a bomb. Iran is getting a bomb. Iran is getting a nuclear bomb. And yet here in 2025, they do not have a nuclear bomb. Same people that told us that Iraq was a big threat. The same people that told us the Taliban was a big threat. The evidence shows that every single one of these people that is pushing for a conflict with Iran has been one of the greatest catastrophes in American foreign policy ever. I mean, India has nuclear weapons, Pakistan has nuclear weapons, but lots of things are bad that we shouldn't risk destroying America to stop. And for me, this is a hard and fast red line.
Gosh, I miss Charlie, man.
Same.
But let's see Tel Aviv getting striked.
They're all just hiding in bunkers, though.
I don't care. Bring back Palestine, baby. Back to you, John. This is the spiritual battle, folks, and God wins in the end, so chin up, soldiers. Boom! I mean, oh no, our greatest ally is getting treated like the sand people. That's so sad. Oh no, the Khazarians, I mean Chosenites, are getting a taste of their own medicine.
Oh, what a tragedy.
We better stop noticing, right, Shapiro-Steen?
Just because the Torah says we're not supposed to mass migrate to Israel and we're not actual Jews doesn't mean we're not perpetual victims and the sand people need to leave.
Thank you, Shapiro-Steen. We need to come together and fulfill Revelation. The Goyim are starting to notice and we must usher in the digital beast system.
Wait, didn't the Bible say that the Messiah would come before the destruction of the Second Temple?
Yep.
And then it happened in 70 AD, right after Jesus.
You got it.
So doesn't that mean these people are fulfilling Revelation?
That's it. Their so-called Messiah is actually just the Antichrist.
Stop reading the frickin' Bible. We created Christian Zionism so you normies would keep calling us chosen. Daisy, distract the Goyim with your lustful milkers.
Thanks, Producer Berg. It's like their women aren't even allowed to have only freaks.
You're so right, Daisy. I'm actually a feminist, by the
way.
Yeah,
I'm not letting you hit.
Damn, okay.
But the good news is we can finally install the wall kisser.
Yeah, that Islamic guy was so toxic.
We're still not f***ing. Shapiro-Steen, take it away.
Just because we mark Charlie Kirk and I have a small wiener doesn't mean we won't bomb the shit out of Iran for having nukes. Besides, our nukes are even bigger, so we have the right to exist. God said so.
Jeez, he has no chill.
No, for real. Did you see that one veteran get dragged out of the Senate hearing?
Yep. The Marine who said no one wants to fight for Israel?
Yep. Check this out. Yep.
Out. No one wants to fight for Israel.
His hand. Oh, his hand.
A U.S. senator just broke the hand of a Marine. You're a coward.
I swear we're just their little go-away corporation, but let me pull up the senator who broke his arm. Ah, every single Steinowitz. Back to you guys in the studio.
We seriously need to make them register as foreign agents.
Straight up. It's like, respect the troops until one bad-mouthed Israel.
They just like active-duty military-aged men that are obedient and lethal.
Triple boosted, too.
Fully jabbed, exactly.
Let's go to Elena in Tel Aviv.
We're here in Tel Aviv, where a missile hit a military facility, killing one unlucky chosen person. And while Israel bombs children, Israelis are once again dancing in their underground bunkers. Let's see what they're up to. Here they are, just singing their Talmudic songs of genocide, while Iranians bury their children. But let's go live to see what's going on in Iran. Ching Chong, what's happening out there? We're here outside the burial site where Iranians are mourning the loss of their people. Mainstream news will not be showing you this, as Israel holds the world hostage with the Samson option, aka nuclear blackmail. And that basically means they're not afraid to use nukes, but not only on their enemies, but us too. Ian, break it down for us.
If our allies let us start to lose any of our wars, we're gonna nuke them too. Because y'all pieces of shit should have had our backs when we were down, and if you don't, f*** you, we're bombing everybody.
Thanks, Ian. And while American Goyim are celebrating, the footage of actual Iranians tells a completely different story. Check this out. As you can see, the Western propaganda is falling apart. They're gathering in mass protest against regime change, while U.S. and Israel literally bombs their citizens. But don't take it from me. Let's hear it from the citizens.
Is this happiness about attack in Iran? I doubt they're even Iranians.
Your own parents and relatives are living in this country. Do you really expect a country that has brought prosperity to no one to bring it to you? Why would you think something like that?
Are they Iranian? I don't know what these people are happy about. They're ignorant and senseless people. They're both traitors to their people and traitors to their homeland.
Dirty people.
Damn, I guess when you control the media, you can make anything look like a good thing, right?
I mean, how do you think they got 85% of people to take a poisonous vaccine?
I guess that's why they call us cattle, right, Ching Chong?
The U.S. and Israel expected assassinating their leader would mean millions of Iranians would take to the streets and overthrow their government. Instead, millions poured out to mourn and rally around the Iranian flag.
Shut it down! Get your ass back to America, or I'll turn you into a lampshade! Initiate the chemtrails!
Iran, bad.
Hey, quick question. Did you notice the streaks in the sky earlier?
You're a conspiracy theorist. Iran, bad.
What the heck?
Thanks, guys. As you can see, we have a flow of jetstream chemtrails spraying nanoparticulate with aluminum and barium. Expect a heavy metal fog that will be blamed on climate change.
Seems like people are starting to accept the Iran bad thing.
I think it's the fluoride and heavy metals interacting with their mRNA, but what do I know?
That's based. Let's see what Trumpstein is telling the normies.
That was a tremendous threat to us for many years. 47 years they've been killing our people and killing people from all over the world. And I think we have great support. And I think if we didn't do it first, they would have done it to Israel and give us a shot if that was possible.
Iran bad.
Brought to you by the Jews at BlackRock. Because you're not Jews.
He can't name a single American who has been killed by the Iranians because that hasn't happened. Iranians aren't the ones who for decades have been killing Americans to drag us into wars in the Middle East, into wars for their own territorial expansion. That has been Israel.
Wow, it's almost like no matter who we vote for, we just get Netanyahu.
Right, and this just in, North Korea says they could nuke Israel.
Oh, no. Please don't. That would fix everything.
Yeah, oh, no.
Please, Mr. Kim Jae, do us a favor and don't not do that.
I do love a good Korean barbecue.
Same.
Shut it the heck down, Mr. Kim Jae. I swear, try me again and I press the nuclear activator. I'm this close. Run the freaking commercials or you're all getting nuked.
Have you tried our Goyslop Jr.? Made from 100% missing goyim.
Perfect with sports ball and gambling.
I hate myself.
Enjoy cancer.
Goyslop Jr.
Jeez, I've literally been craving the filet all week.
Yeah, Jerry loves his bread and circuses.
Stu Peters, wake the normies up.
The Iranians aren't the ones who bombed the USS Liberty. That was Israel. The Iranians aren't the ones who parked a moving van in view of the World Trade Center so they could film its demise and the deaths of thousands of Americans and then throw an impromptu dance party in the street. That was the Israelis.
Look, Stu. Just because Mossad agents filmed and danced during the toppling of your little towers and sent napalm and burnt the lifeboats on the USS Liberty, which was an accident, doesn't mean anything. This time it's different. Trust me. I'm chosen. Right, Trumpenstein?
I will always be a friend and a champion to the Jewish people. I have been.
Good goy.
You're not welcome.
Stop controlling our government.
Supporting Israel is gay.
Ching chong. How's it going in Iran?
Large explosions have broken out behind me tonight. An Israeli strike reportedly hit an oil storage site here in Tehran. This was a civilian industrial facility. Over 1,000 innocent casualties, because that's who Israel targets.
Thanks, Ching Chong. Look at those massive pillars of fire being sent into the air.
Why are they targeting innocent civilians?
Let's ask the Jake GTV investigation team.
Good question. Well, the Iran's weapon facilities are underground and the chosen people follow the Talmud. Remember their motto? By way of deception, thou shalt do war. Let's hear from the White House.
You realize we're spending $1 billion every day?
Right, but Epstein Files was trending and we had to distract the public. By the way, the Dow is almost at 50,000.
The Dow Jones broke 50,000 4 years ahead of schedule. And the S&P hit 7,000.
The Dow is over 50,000 right now.
Because here we go, the Dow is now above 50,000.
Broke 50,000 on the Dow.
With the Dow going to 50,000. So Dow is at 50,000. It was supposed to be maybe, if we were lucky, within by the end of my presidency in 4 years.
So has anyone told them war crimes don't hide sex?
Trends? I don't know. Google Trends says otherwise.
Right? There was more uproar over George Floyd than our politicians eating.
Why they call us goy cattle. Thanks, guys. Good thing the Dow hit 50,000. And if you're still not following Jake GTV, you're probably a total pussy. Definitely a loser, most likely. Retarded.
You guys psyched about your homeland being bombed or what?
We're finally free!
Congratulations, you made it to the end. That's what I call based. If you want to learn more about the sentient AI being ushered into a city near you, grab my book, The Digital Prison. Otherwise, if you want to keep us on air, just hit the like, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one.
Did you demonetize him yet?
Sir, we did. His last 5 of 8 videos.
He's too powerful. Send a false flag to distract the Goyim.